Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. Please let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you reach down and touch hearts, save souls. I pray that people will look to the cross, the shed blood that you shed on Calvary, for the redemption of our sins, that we may be born again. I pray that they'll call unto you for salvation. Redeem them, set them free, and Lord, help us all to walk in the center of your will and to keep your precious word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. For the last weeks, I've been talking out of the book of Exodus, and I want to continue that today. And if you have your Bibles and you can read, I want you to go with me through Exodus chapter 4. And I want to read verse 19. Exodus chapter 4, verse 19. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, go return to Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. If you remember when Moses, he was being raised in the house of Pharaoh, his mother had put him in the Nile River, and Pharaoh's daughter gave favor to him, took him and raised him as her own son. But Moses chose to suffer the affliction of his people over the riches and the position of Egypt. And one day he went out and he saw an Egyptian beating one of the Israelite slaves, and he defended him, but in the process he killed the Egyptian, and he buried him in the sand. And he thought nobody knew about it, but the next day when he went out to stop another fight between two Israelites this time, they said, what are you going to do, bury us in the sand like you did the other man? Well, he knew his sin had found him out, and he had to flee. He had to run. He left, and for 40 years he stayed in the wilderness. You know what? A lot of us have spent a lot of years in the wilderness because of some wrong that we have done. But God told Moses right here in this part of scripture, he said, the men that sought to kill you, they all dead. In other words, go on and do what I've called you to do. The past sin that you've done because you're going to do my will and you've chosen to do my will and chosen me, that's done away with. That's gone. That's over with. Today, a lot of you, under the sound of my voice, you're still living off of some sin that you committed, something wrong that you done, and you think you can't get forgiveness over it, and you think you've done too much, or you've gone too far. But I've come to tell you that God is a forgiving God. God is a God of restoration. God is a God that will restore you. God is a God that will create in you a right spirit. And God is a God that will forgive all sin and all iniquity. It grieves my heart today to hear a lot of preachers preach that you don't have to repent of sin anymore. And oh my, that is so wrong. That is 100% wrong. If you've sinned and you've transgressed and you've done wrong, ask God to forgive you. Tell him you're sorry for your sin. Admit that you have sinned and ask forgiveness and then receive forgiveness. And after you've done that, get on up and go do what God has called you to do. Don't keep looking back at the past. Don't keep walking back in past sins. Know that you are forgiven. See, once Jesus shed his blood on Calvary, that our sins could be washed away. You know, before they would offer sacrifices, animal sacrifice, that would only cover sin, and every year they'd have to go back and re-offer that sacrifice. But when Jesus was put on the cross and his blood was shed, when we receive him as our sacrifice, our sins are done away with, and that sin will not be brought up against us anymore. We are forgiven. Today, I want you to know that God will forgive you no matter what you've done, no matter where you've gone. God will forgive you, and he will help you to do that which is right. But today, I want you to take time, no matter where you're at, if you're driving in your car, just under your breath, say, Lord, forgive me. I receive Jesus as my Savior. I don't want to keep living in a wilderness. I don't want to stay out of your will. I want to go do what you've called me to do. See, sin separates you. And if you're sinning, you're being separated from God. Today, don't let that happen anymore. Come unto repentance. Ask God to forgive you, and God will restore you and help you to walk in righteousness. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I'm grateful for all of my listeners, and I pray for you in Jesus' name that God's grace will always be upon you. Thank you.